好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
呀，神又赐给我们有分享他话语的时间和机会。
God gave us a time and opportunity we can share His words.
今天讲到的题目是大逼迫来临。
The sermon title today is Great Persecution Coming.
我们讲到以前有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Let's start with a prayer.
天父，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise.
你叫万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
You let all things just work out together, so for the one who loves you, just receive the benefit.
这万事就包括了大逼迫呀。
All the things, including the great persecution.
主啊，属于神的儿女，没有人能够躲避大逼迫呀。
Lord, for God's children, and no one can escape from this great persecution.
因为你自己就是在逼迫当中为羊舍命。
Because you are the one, and you just sacrifice your life in this persecution.
这几千年来，上帝的儿女就是如此这般，如云彩般的见证，留下了美好的见证。
For the past thousand years, and the believers, and they just leave this testimony.
今天的逼迫也在世上了。
So today's persecution is already in the world.
求主帮助我们从圣经里边看大逼迫的时候，晓得我们今天如何要面对这一系列的大逼迫。
May God help us to look at the persecution in the Bible so we know how to face it today.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大逼迫来临。
Great persecution coming.
这是今天讲到的题目。
This is today's title.
呀，我相信基督徒从信主那一天开始呢。
So I believe for the Christian, for the day they believe in Jesus Christ.
其实我们就与逼迫结下了一个不解之缘呐。
Actually, we have this forged an indissoluble bond with the persecution.
这是没有办法回避也逃避不了的。
This is something we're not able to escape from.
因为圣经所说的是真理啊。
Because what Bible tells us is true.
当真理来到世上的时候，与邪恶会相遇相争。
When truth comes to the world, and it is fight a battle with the evil.
当光来到黑暗当中的时候，黑暗并不接受光。
When light comes to the darkness, and the darkness does not accept light.
同样，永生与永死之间也无法调和呀。
It's the same, for eternal life and eternal death can just forever irreconcilable.
这是大逼迫来临的原因啊。
That's the reason for the great persecution.
想避免不了啊。
So it's difficult, we're not able to escape.
我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
为主付代价。
Pay the price for the Lord.
坦率讲，不是基督徒有什么可争之事。
To be honestly, it's not that the Christian have anything to argue about.
从本质上讲，逼迫就是撒旦不甘心呐。
In essence, persecution, that is Satan is not just willing to let go.
他很清楚自己是一个最终的结局就是灭亡。
And Satan knows, and his outcome is just his death.
所以在人群中，他总要拉多一些人陪着他一起下地狱啊。
Therefore, Satan just wants to drag more people to hell with him.
呀，所以当基督徒去传永生的福音的时候呢
？So when Christians just go to preach the gospel,
世界就感到不安呐。
The world is disturbed.
人心就感到不安呐。
So the people's heart just feel uneasy.
就犹如基督降生的时候，耶路撒冷和城的人都感到不安。
Just like when Christ was born, and the whole city and had just feel uneasy.
首先是点线面的铺开啊。
First, the spread of points, lines, and services.
那今天的大逼迫的背景是讲到斯提凡的殉道了。
So today's the great persecution is about Stephen's martyrdom.
而斯提凡的殉道呢，就拉开了新约教会受逼迫的序幕。
So therefore, Stephen's martyrdom just opened the prelude to the persecution of the New Testament church.
我们可能面对的时候会怎么思考呢
？How do we think about this when we face that?
我们可能会比较多的会把注意力放在信徒受苦的程度和方式，对吧
？We may just put more attention to the degree of the suffering of believers.
就极少呢，是往神的国度去仰望啊。
So very rare, we just take a look.To the kingdom of God.
如果我们今天结合《使徒行传》一章八节的内容来看这个大逼迫的话呢
？If we look at the persecution in conjunction with Acts chapter 1 verse 8,
我们就会发现有那么一条福音使命的连线呐、啊。
then we'll just find mission line for the gospel.
这条线就是要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚直到地极，这是一条福音线，对吧？
The line of gospel that is in Jerusalem, in Judah, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
在今天的经文当中，八章一节虽然没有提到地极。
In today's verse, although in chapter 8, verse 1, does not mention the ends of the earth.
但却也是沿着使徒行传一章八节，从耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚指向地极了，对吧？
However, it is also pointing to the ends of the earth.
呀，从当时的教会的发展情况来看呢？
So, for the perspective of the development of the church at that time.
呀，即使是单单讲了耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚三个地方。也已经是形成一个非常大的福音面了，一个扇面了。
Even though just from the three places of Jerusalem, Judah, and Samaria, a considerable area of gospel has been formed.
这种从耶路撒冷这一个点开始，从犹大全地、撒玛利亚直到地极这一条线，以及由这条线所形成的这一个面，那就是我们福音使命的范围啊。
So from this, the point, lines, and the surfaces expansion of a gospel can just actually we can see that's the work from the Lord.
也一定是上帝赐给我们的使命范围嘛。
And it must be the area, the mission given by God.
其次呢是虔诚埋葬悲伤。
Second, godliness buried sorrow.
啊，这个角度不容易看得到。
It's not easy to see from this viewpoint.
因为当苦难来的时候呢，必有福音的扩展。
Because when suffering comes, there must be the spread of the gospel.
当然也会带着悲伤与眼泪，毫无疑问。
Of course, there will be sadness and tears.
斯提凡就如此这般被人用石头打死了，难道不是情何以堪吗？
Stephen was stoned to death. What a shame.
呀，圣经怎么说呢？
How does the Bible say?
圣经说耶路撒冷教会的虔诚人掩埋了弟兄的尸首，用捶胸大哭来表示对当局的抗议啊。
The Bible says that the godly men of the church in Jerusalem buried their brother bodies and
expressed
their just protest against authority by beating their breast and weeping loudly.
要为什么这么讲呢？
How do we say this?
如果按照犹太人的法典米士拿来看呢？
According to the provision of the Jewish laws of Mishnah,
如果有被石头打死的罪犯，应当视如人间的垃圾、垃圾，只能够草草的掩埋，不可以入殓的，不可以入棺材的。
If there are criminals who are stoned to death, they should be regarded as a human garbage and should only be buried nicely and just cannot just mourn for them.
甚至还不允许为他们去哀哭啊。
And they're not allowed to be just mourned for them.
更加不用说为他捶胸大哭，这是很高级别的哀悼方式了。
Let alone wait for them.
呀，这是一个当时的文化背景，大家稍稍有些了解。
This is the cultural background that we need to have some understanding.
在这里边有一个不抵抗非合作的意义在里边哦。
So there's the meaning of non-resistance and non-cooperation.
呀，除此之外呢？更重要的是，耶路撒冷教会是用虔诚来掩埋哀伤啊。你可能又要问为什么呢？这又是使徒行传一章八节里边所说的话了。使命在前方啊。这个时候，虔诚人要带着使命，要离开耶路撒冷。前往犹大全地、撒玛利亚，甚至日后还要前往去到罗马这样的地极之地，对不对
？For those godly men, they will leave Jerusalem and go to the whole land of Judah, Samaria, and also just go to Rome.
所以，一个虔诚人他一定是掩埋悲伤的。
Therefore, the godly man,
他不会被悲伤所缠绕了自己的脚步，以致忘记了传福音的使命。
So the godly men will not be blinded by their sadness, and they will just keep on, just move on forward for their mission.
更何况史蒂凡去的是天家，由主耶稣基督在天上亲自迎接他回天家，何必那么悲伤呢？
Furthermore, Stephen and his return to the heavenly home, so we don't need to just have to sorrow so much.
当然，悲伤的表示，我觉得是合情合理的。
Of course, the expression of sorrow, I think it's reasonable.
好，最后是教会受到了逼迫。
Finally, the church was persecuted.
当时的耶路撒冷教会基本上分成两个部分。
At that time, the composition of the church in Jerusalem was basically divided into two parts.
第一当然是本地的犹太人为主的使徒以及希伯来背景的信徒。
One was the apostles and the Hebrew believers who were mainly local Jews.
第二呢是希腊文化的外来信徒。
The other was the foreign believers with the Greek culture.
那前者呢是以律法为严守依规，而且呢他以福音为领受这么一种类型的信徒，对吧？
So the former that the deliver, they are just regard the law as their strict adherence.
就包括彼得啊、雅各啊、约翰啊、安德烈啊，诸如此类的耶稣的门徒大多属于这一类啊。
They include that the Peter, Andrews, and James.
所以等到大逼迫了真正来的时候呢，这一群人受到的逼迫反倒不是那么大。
Therefore, and so they were just not affected much when the persecution came.
分在几个阶段，第一个阶段是这个情况，对吧？
So this is the first stage in the situation.
那么后者是些什么人呢？
And who are the later one?
刚才说了，是以希腊文化为主的一些外来的信徒。
The later part, they're dominated by the Greek speakers.
这些人平常并不住在耶路撒冷，也不住在以色列，可能从希腊不同的地方来到这个巴勒斯坦，来到以色列。
They don't live in Jerusalem, and they just came just from the outer place.
他们来的时候刚好遇见是耶稣被钉十字架，门徒在广传福音，所以很多人都信了主了。
So those are the people from the outer place, and when they came, and Jesus was crucified on the cross, and they just believed in Jesus.
那这一群人是以讲希腊文，思想相对比较开放一点的文化背景为主了。
Their cultural background, and they speak the Greek.
所以他们对待律法的态度呢是有些不一样的。
So their attitude and toward the law is different.
他和这个墨守成规的希伯来信徒有一些区别。
So there's a difference from those the original one and who just comfort.
那当然，这一群来到耶路撒冷并且参与这新约教会活动的时候，在大祭司的眼中就显得特别的突出，特别的扎眼，对吧？
Therefore, when it came to Jerusalem and the high priest's eyes, and they're just so different.
所以逼迫的结构也显得复杂起来。
Therefore, the structure of persecution also becomes complicated.
其实有一点点像是中国今天的教会。
It's pretty similar to the churches in China today.
中国教会的大类来分呢，大概分成三支教会和家庭教会。
The churches in China has two categories. One is a three self church. The other is a home church.
那三支教会呢，对于政府来讲，就觉得哎，你们好像跟我们政府有一些愿意听话的这么一种印象，基本上逼迫的程度不太大。
The three self church to the government, and seems like they just want kind of listen to the government, so they receive less persecution.
那家庭教会的坚守着一个原则的，因为教会和基督之间不允许有像三自啊、天主教啊，或者某些宗派的这些中间的权柄是不健康、不允许的。
The home church persists the principle that there's no authority between the government and God.
所以当逼迫来到的时候，家庭教会就首当其冲了。
Therefore, when persecution comes, the home church was the first one to be hit.
但是能够读得懂中国教会的这个光景的人呢，坦率讲不多了。
However, be honest speaking, not many people can understand about the church situation in China.
所以有一些在海外时间长了，对国内啊，对三自家庭都不太清楚的这些，这个基督徒也好，牧师也罢，呀，不管他是谁吧。就有那么一部分人在这样的事情上的站稳不住立场啦。
Therefore, and there's a kind of a group of people, and either they're just like a, even like a pastor or just the believers overseas, and they just cannot stand firm.
大概十年前吧，十来年前吧。
About more than 10 years ago.
就是中国的这个三支教会的领袖，好像高什么牧师吧，带领一群人。跑来德州说要办圣经展，有这么一件事情。
And more than 10 years ago, and there's a pastor just from the Three Self Church in China, and said he will come to the U.S. and to Texas to have an exhibition of the Bibles.
那美南教会呢，可能也觉得好像摸不清头脑，不知道怎么回事吧。
in the Southern Baptist Church, they're not quite clear about what this is all about.
也让我去作陪，看看这些人来到底是做什么用的。
Therefore, they just asked me just also just attend this meeting.
我当时就坐在那个高牧师的旁边，我就问，我说，现在中国有宗教自由吗？
So I happened to sit next to this the Pastor Gao, and I asked him, "Is there freedom and religion in China?"
高牧师告诉我说，我是五代基督徒啊。
The Pastor Gao answered me, "I am the fifth generation."
我们家在文化大革命受到很大的逼迫呀。
During the Cultural Revolution, our family we received a great persecution.
现在我就是来告诉大家，中国已经没有宗教逼迫了。
Now I just want to come to tell the people now in China there's no religion persecution.
我说你这不是撒谎吗？
And I answer him.
我说圣经讲得很清楚，不许做假见证哦。
The Bible tells us do not do the false testimony.
他笑得点点头说你懂的。
He smiled not his head. He said you know.
那这样的话呢，其实谁都懂，对吧？
This kind of conversation andAll people knows.
我指的是谁都应该懂。
I mean, all people should know.
但是美国也有些傻白甜呐。
However, in the U.S., there's still some people they're just kind of ignore.
也容易遇到这些事情被欺骗呐，然后被误导啊。
When if it's this situation, sometimes they were misleading.
这是一件显而易见的事嘛，信与不信，难负一轭呀。
So this matter is very obvious.The believers and unbelievers cannot carry the same yoke.
我记得我跟高牧师说，我说当你跟敌基督同坐一个板凳的时候，你就很难把界限划清楚了。
And I just told the Pastor Gao, I said, if you sit on the same boat and with the Antichrist, then it's very hard to draw the line.
我们德州有一些华人教会的牧师也分不清楚状况，就找这些高牧师从敌基督政权出来的人跟他一起包饺子啊。然后举办一些虚假的团契啊，自欺欺人，也欺骗北美的信徒啊。
And some of the pastors and it's from the in Texas churches, and they even have the fellowship to have the dumpling together.
这些人错了还不悔改啊。
And they did wrong, but they just did not repent.
呀，上帝会做最后的总结，做最后的结算的。
God will do the final conclusion, the judgment.
好，当时耶路撒冷的教会人数已经很多了。
During that time, the number of churches in Jerusalem it was already very large.
开始芥菜种渐渐的长成可以做安乐窝的大树了。
And it has already just grown from the mustard seed to a large tree.
神在这个时候，当他的时候满足了，他就击打教会。
When the time fulfilled and God just struck the church,
把他们赶到犹大全地去啊
！And just drove them to Judah.
把他们赶到撒玛利亚去啊
！To Samaria.
把他们赶到地极去啊
！And even to the ends of the earth.
这也是我们今天的挑战呐、啊、
！This is our challenge today.、Too.
大家想一想，这场瘟疫来的不是很蹊跷吗
？Think about this. Isn't that a coincidence?
COVID-19 来以前，教会的光景有一点点像有点像当年耶路撒冷教会的光景，对吧？
So before, just right before the COVID came, actually the church is just like a, during the time.
好像教会都开始丰翅膀都丰满了，羽翼也长全了，钱也多了，人也多了。
Seems like the church is kind of booming and is very rich. Also has a lot of congregation.
就是不传福音啊。
But they just don't share the gospel.
就是不去祠堂做见证啊。
And the churches just do not do the church planting.
但是很想把教会当做一个安乐窝呀。
And it's trying to put the church as a comfort zone.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
However, dear brothers and sisters.
教会真的不是安乐窝呀。
Church is not a comfort zone.
教会是一个完成使命的机体生命啊。
Church is alive to fulfill God's mission.
这是我们今天的挑战，对吧？
This is our challenge today.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
各处去传道。
Preach everywhere.
要坦率讲，按照我们的老我和本性，我们是不愿意去传福音的。
Honestly speaking, it is not our nature to want to preach the gospel.
你们想过为什么？
Have you thought about the reason?
因为通常传福音都是比较容易灰心的。
Because usually when we share the gospel, we just feel discouraged.
为什么会灰心呢？
How come?
那信的人少嘛。
Because there are less people believe that.
果效就不佳嘛。
And there's less effect.
信者的数量就非常微乎其微啊。
The number of believers is very low.
很容易感到沮丧啊。
And we're easily just feeling frustrated.
偶尔听到一些伟大的讲员、伟大的牧师，哇，一步到就是几十人、几百人都信耶稣，哇，羡慕都来不及，对不对？羡慕嫉妒。还加个恨，会不会啊？
We hear some famous the speakers to preach the gospel, and many people believe in.
等到我们自己传福音的时候呢，发现大多数情况都是比较灰心的，会不会？
When we share the gospel by ourselves, and just most of the time, we just feel frustrated.
那么怎么办呢？
So what should we do?
首先，教会需要神击打呀。
First.The church needs God to strike.
如果我们将教会办成一个安乐窝的时候呢？
If we make the church a comfort zone,
那你信不信神击打的手就将要来到了？
Believe or not, God's meeting hand will come.
建堂不是不好。
It is not bad to build a church.
但是如果我们过于专注或者唯独建堂，那就不好啦。
But it is not good to be too focused on only to build a church.
我们有些牧师被称为是建堂牧师，有没有？
Some pastors are called the church building pastors.
是指特别有建堂的恩赐啊。
Which means they have the special gift of building churches.
有些执事啊、长老啊、同工在经济方面是长袖善舞啊。
There are also some deacons, elders, and co-workers who are proficient in the financial aspect.
甚至有一些很善于，甚至买了整个商业的地产在那里。
And some even just bought a commercial real estate.
然后把教会呢置于其中。
And the church is among them.
整个商铺的收入限制，甚至连信徒的奉献也不是必须的了。
The income of the shops and even the offerings of believers are unnecessary.
富得流油啊。
They're so rich.
所以牧师来当然只能当雇工咯。
So when a pastor comes to serve, he's just a hired worker.
牧师来了以后，那当然执事、长老是大佬们就呼之即来，挥之即去啊。
When a pastor can't come to church to serve, and the pastor just at those people's that they're back and call.
一个不高兴就把牧师给解雇了，赶走了，所以是很大牌啊。
If the church is not happy, they just fired the pastors.
当然，教堂好像貌似也建得挺漂亮。
Of course, the church indeed it seems very beautiful from the building.
实在真的很安逸啊。
And so comfortable.
这些人也是坐在教会里边，成为教会的那个大佬啊，那个老板啊。
And those people sitting in the church just like a big boss.
坦率讲，如果上帝的手真来击打，那是恩典的。
Actually, if the hand of God just comes to strike, that is the grace.
打醒了，起来就快去传福音啊！
Once they wake up just by God and they just get up, they should just go preach the gospel.
真的没什么时间耽搁了。
There's not much time to delay.
耶路撒冷教会被神击打呢？
The church in Jerusalem was struck by God.
坦率讲，是历代教会的共同见证。
In fact, and that is the common experience of the churches.
没有被神击打过的教会，可能不是一间好教会啊。
If a church never struck by God, it's not a true church.
神如果到有一天都懒得击打你，任凭你了，你的祸就来了。
If one day God just let go of you and not even strike you, then here comes the woe.
其次呢，恶人也是神的棋子啊。
Secondly, the wicked are also a pawn of God.
大家有没有想过是什么人在逼迫教会啊？
Have you ever wondered who is persecuting the church?
我们可能想都不要想，一定是恶人啊，对不对？
So we may just say we don't even need to think. It must be the wicked.
那么恶人从哪里来呢？
Then where did the wicked come from?
我们可能没有想到，恶人其实是神棋盘上面的一粒棋子啊。
We may never realize actually it may the wicked is the pawn of God on God's chessboard.
这可能让我们很惊讶，会不会啊？
Maybe we're just surprised by this.
有没有想过人的恶行会被神转化成信徒行善的机会啊？
Have you ever thought that the people's evil deeds will be transformed by God into opportunities for believers to do good?
而借着这个机会呢，使更多的人得救，想过这个策略和智慧没有呢？
Instead, more people will be saved. Have you thought about this strategy from God?
你听比拉多审问耶稣的时候怎么说？
So, Let's see how the Pilate interrogated Jesus.
他问了半天，耶稣说：“我是来为真理做见证的。”
And he just asked Jesus. Then Jesus said, "I just come just to testify for the truth."
这比拉多就摇摇头，回头一转，往外走去，说：“真理是什么呀？”
Then Pilate just asked, "What is truth?"
他哪里想得到这一句话成为千古名句啊？
He didn't realize this just became just the famous sentence.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，对于你来讲，真理是什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, so to you, what is truth?
成为千万人追求真理时的共同话题啊。
So it just became a common topic for thousands of people.
我们常常是把苦难啊、牢狱之灾当作不好的事情，对不对？
And most of us, we just start to think about the persecution and also just...And all those troubles, then it's not a good thing.
要当曹三强、王一牧师等被捕入狱的时候呢？被捕入狱的时候呢
？When Pastor 曹三强 and Pastor 王一 were arrested and in prison.
首先，教会的得到了一个信号，大逼迫来临了。
The church first received a signal. The great persecution is coming.
当传道人、牧师被抓到监狱里的时候呢？
When pastors or ministers were arrested in prison,
教会在十年前就知道文革马上就要再次来到，那时候大多数人都不相信了。
For the churches 10 years ago, they already knew that the cultural revolution is coming.
要直到这个步骤一步一步走过来的嘛。
And we can see, and it just step by step, it just comes to now.
要整个社会层面上也是有一步一步的迹象啊。
In the society and different just area, different layer.
一开始有一个城管，大家不觉得什么，对吧
？First, there's like a city just managing.
城管有的时候就是大白啊，跑去抓人呐、啊、打人呐、啊，大家觉得哎呀，那就是去流氓嘛，没有太介意的。
So those ones that's ruler in just from the in the city, and they thought they're just the rascal and it's not.
结果当城管折腾完，哎，出来农管。
So after the city just the The people just manage that.
农管下了乡以后，就发现农民家里的鸡就不见了。
When the agriculture just management came and the farmer just realized their chicken were gone.
然后他们拿了一个考试卷，说农民要考证书，考不考试不允许做农民啊。
And they said that farmers need to have a certificate in order to be a farmer.
管种菜，管耕种，管耕田，管插秧，什么都管。一个证书是要花钱的。
The certificate it takes money to get, and they just have to do the all different kind of area.
当一个社会穷到只剩下一张白纸的时候，那就变成穷凶极恶了。
When the society has just left to have some of those kind of people work, and
本来想一想吧，就城管一下、农管一下也就罢了。
Originally, they just thought about just managing this the city and also.And the farmer.
结果这两天发现文管又来了。
Now the past 2 days also has the third part.
社会整个社会开始 wake up 醒过来了，
yeah,
文革真来了。
And note was realized here comes the culture.
春江水暖鸭先知啊。
So when whatever the temperature of the water, the duck would know first.
教会是最早就知道大逼迫要来。最早就知道文革会再来，对吧
？For church, and they knew in a very early time, they knew that those cultural revolution is coming.
因为传道人、牧师被抓到监狱里，往往是所有这一系列事情发生最早的事情。
Because when pastor minister were in prison, actually, they are the kind of thing that happened the first.
这个时候，全球的教会立即处于一个警醒祷告的状态，免得入了迷惑呀。
At this time, the global churches are immediately in a state of vigilance and prayers, so as not to fall into temptation.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
恶人来到，至少是一件事，让信徒警醒祷告，不必入了迷惑呀。
The first thing, and for this kind of things coming, and that is for the believers to be just cautious and pray.
好，最后是压力显出生命来。
Finally, stress.Manifest life.
属灵生命的特征是不怕压力。
The characteristics of spiritual life is not to be afraid of pressure.
压力越大，能力就越大，你信不信呢
？The greater the pressure, the greater the power.
换句话讲呢，信徒越受逼迫呢，就越能显出基督的能力来。
In other words, the more believers are just persecuted, the more they will be able to demonstrate the power of Christ.
有一年我回到中国去。 讲道、去布道、去传福音去。
There's one time, and I just went to preach in a church in China.
其实就在北京了。
It's in Beijing.
我就不讲在哪一间教会了。
And I don't want to mention which church.
我讲道的时候，台下就坐了一个派出所的所长。
So when I was preaching, there was a police chief sitting under the stage.
讲完道，他就对我说：“牧师，你知道吗？”
After the preaching, and this police chief told me.
我只要下一声命令，马上可以封了你的教会，你了解吗？
And he said, as long as I give the command, I can close your church immediately.
然后我看了他以后，我说：“你说真的还是说假的？”
And I looked at him. I said, "Are you serious?"
我说：“当然说真的了。”他告诉我。
And he said, "Of course, I meant it."
我就走上前去握着他的手，所长，我真要好好的谢谢你啊。
And I just want to shake his hands. I said, "I want to thank you."
他就愣了，你为什么谢我呢
？And he surprised. He said, "What do you want to?"
我说：“我们今天就怕教会没有压力啊。
And I said, "Which is concerned, and the church does not have pressure."
也怕教会没有逼迫呀。
Also, we're concerned the church has no persecution.
我说：“你知道吗？海外的教会就缺乏国内教会像你这样的人呐。”
And I said, "The overseas church, we're just lacking of this the people like you."
他说：“什么意思啊？”
And he asked, "What do you mean?"
我说：“教会就像是一个放在篮球场边的一个篮球。”
And I said, "The church is just like a basketball placed on the edge of the basketball."
你不拍它吧，这个篮球就在篮球场边上放着不动。
If we do not hit the ball, and then the ball is on the side of the court.
这个篮球越拍它涨得越高啊。
The more you hit the ball, and the higher the ball.
越多人拍，就越成了一场篮球赛，就越有人看，越有人看就越有钱收，越有钱收，那这个运动发展的就越好啊。
So the more people to hit the ball, and the more and this kind of booming.
教会也是同样的道理。
The same is true for the church.
你越是逼迫他，他成长的越快越好。
The more you persecute the church, the better and faster the church will grow.
他说：“我都把你教会的封了，赶走，你还怎么发展呢？”
And he said, "I just locked down the church. How can the church develop?"
我说：“所长，你没来以前呢、啊，这个教会加上我是89人。”
And I said, "Sir, before you came, this church has 89 people."
你来了以后，刚好90人。
So now you came, so total 90 people.
他那个房间是一房三厅还是四厅，刚好挤的。我站在走廊地方讲到几个房子勉强看得到我，是不太容易啊，就是连接，但是也能够成为一个空间在讲到了。
And in that place when I preach, and there are like a 3 to 4 rooms, and actually they can hear my sermon.
要国内的教会条件蛮艰苦的。
Because the condition for the churches in China is very difficult.
我说今天你把教会全给打，就全给封闭，人都打散了。
And I told him, if you just scatter just the whole church.
我说你知道会发生什么事吗？
I asked him, do you know what will happen?
他就问我会发生什么事啊？
And he said, what will happen?
我说圣经说有两三个人奉主的名一起祷告，主就答应必与他同在。
And I said, the Bible tells us when 2 or 3 people pray in the same.In the name of the Lord, God will be with us.
这间加上你在内被打散的教会一出去，90人马上变成30个3个人，对吧
？So if you just scatter the church, so 90 people will just become like a 30.
马上变成30间教会了。
It will become 30 churches.
呀，教会发展很简单的。
It's very simple and simple for the church to develop.
你看看耶稣怎么传福音，怎么扩展，怎么执堂，很简单的。
Look at how Jesus preached the gospel.
没有那么复杂的。
It's not that complicated.
耶稣跑到海边去，左手一个雅各，右手一个约翰，拉在一起来祷告，教会的初行就开始了。
So Jesus went to the shore, and he just called James and John, and then the church started it.
然后一段时间以后，这三个人每人又是左手一个，右手一个，再带6个人进来。
And then, if each one of them just bring 2 people, it becomes 6.
然后再加3个人，就12个门徒，12个使徒就成立了，
and
教会就出现了。
It just multiply and become 12.
我说今天你把这90人打散，马上变成30间教会，你说我要不要好好谢谢你啊？
If you scatter the 90 people, it becomes 30 churches. Should I not thank you?
而且我还要鼓励这里的90人，每一个人都要回头跟你握个手，跟你说一声谢谢。
Also, I want to encourage the 90 people to shake hands with you to thank you.
我说，虽然你在教会的眼中你是一个恶人。
And I said, even though in church's eyes you are the wicked.
我说，所长，你知道吗？但你也是上帝棋盘当中的其中一粒棋子，上帝要用你啊。
However, sir, do you know you are just like one just puzzle in God's game?
所以我首先要跟你讲，说一声谢谢，你真的是一个上帝所用的一个器皿啊。
Therefore, I want to thank you because you are a vessel in God's hands.
请问你是不是也要信耶稣呢？
So, do you want to believe in Jesus?
几年以后我再回去，发现他也信了耶稣了。
A few years later, when I went back, and this person also believed in God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
不要怕，只要信。
Do not be afraid, just believe.
任何势力是打不赢耶稣基督的。
So there's no any authority can just defeat Jesus Christ.
敌基督一定是基督的手下败将，信不信由你。
Believe or not, Antichrist must just be defeated by God.
我们只管去用心去各处传福音就好了。
We just focus on just sharing the gospel.
好，我们来看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
就大有欢喜啊。
There was great joy.
经文当中所说的大有欢喜是什么意思呢？
So what is the great joy mentioned here?
请大家不要误会，它并不是指情绪上的，意思高兴或者不高兴。
So don't just misunderstand. It does not refer to the momentary joy of emotion.
要作为情绪上的高兴或者不高兴，来得快，走得也快。
So those emotion happiness comes and goes quickly.
但是这里所说的欢喜，指的是因耶稣基督而来的喜乐呀。
But rejoicing here refers to the joy that comes in Jesus Christ.
那有什么样的事情让初代教会的弟兄姐妹有如此这般的喜乐呢？
What kind of matter just make the early the church believer just have a joy?
首先是撒玛利亚破冰啊。
First, Samaria icebreak.
腓力这一次去撒玛利亚是一件了不起的破天荒的大事啊，弟兄姐妹。
So, Philip's trip to Samaria actually it's an unprecedented event.
大家知道撒玛利亚这个词怎么来的吗？
Do you know how the word Samaria comes from?
这是在主前722年的时候，北国被亚述帝国掳掠。
So that is the Israelites in the North Kingdom was destroyed by Assyrian Empire in 722 BC.
那北国被灭了之后呢？那么人们就开始被掳到世界各地了。
When the Northern Kingdom this was the captures, they were just scattered to different places.
那么当时也同时也有一批人留在本地啊。
During that time, also some people stay in the local area.
那留在本地怎么生活呢？
How do they just make a living when they stay in the local area?
其中大部分人就以当地的迦南人，就是腓力斯人，通婚结婚生儿育女了。
So most of the people they just marry the local Canaanites.
那这些人与当地人通婚。生下来的人就被称为撒玛利亚人了。
So the children who were born were called Samaritan.
从律法上讲，他们是违反了摩西律法啊，与外族人通婚了。
According to the law, actually, they just go against the law to have the marriage.
那么因为这个缘故的话呢，归回的犹太人以及他们的后代，从来不跟撒玛利亚人来往的。
For this reason, the returned Jews and their descendants never had contact with Samaritans.
但是因着一场大逼迫呢？
However, because of the great persecution,
腓力就终于去到撒玛利亚了。
Finally, Philip went to Samaria.
我们称的是破冰之旅，也是恩典之旅啊。
And we call this an ice-breaking journey, also a grace journey.
但是其实这个冰不是腓力破的。
Actually, this ice-breaking was not by Philip.
大家记得在约翰福音第四章，耶稣在井旁向撒玛利亚妇人传福音吗？
Do you still remember in the book of John chapter 4, Jesus shared the gospel to the woman of the Samaritan by the well?
圣经记载这个撒玛利亚妇人就将福音传到撒玛利亚城里边去了。
So this Samaritan woman shared the gospel and into the city.
那这一次腓力不过是步耶稣基督的后尘去把福音有一个跟进而已了。
This time, Philip just like a follow-up trip and follow Jesus' steps.
那即使如此，那也是值得一场大欢喜，对吧？
Even this, of course, this deserves a great joy.
福音终于不是单单耶稣基督，乃是整个教会开始借着腓力把福音传向撒玛利亚了。
So for the gospel, not just only by Jesus Christ, now through Philip's also shared to the Samaria.
重要的是什么，你知道吗？
Do you know what the important is?
又要回头讲到使徒行传一章八节。
And we just need to mention about the Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
教会终于离开这一点了。
finally, the church just left at this point.
这一点就是耶路撒冷这一点。
And this point is Jerusalem.
这一点也是我们日常生活的家庭教会的这一点呐。
And also, this point is just our daily, our living place.
人生最大的问题就是不肯离开自己的这一点呐。
And the problem of life is we do not want to leave this particular point.
教会最大的问题也是不愿意离开这一点呐。
The biggest problem for the church is the same thing. We don't want to leave this point.
教会最大的危机就是把教会当作一个安乐窝，不愿意离开这一点呐。
The greatest crisis for church is we do not leave this comfort zone.
耶路撒冷教会不但离开了这一点，还不但是去到了犹大全地，而且还去到了撒玛利亚，走了两步了。
So for the Jerusalem church, they not only go to the Judah, also they go to the Samaria.
有了这一点，就有可能往地极之处迈去了，去到罗马了，对吧？
Once they get to Samaria, there's a possibility they just go to the end of the earth.
有没有看到整个使徒行传，其实都是沿着使徒行传一章八节这有点线面那么往前福音扩展使命迈向前进呢？
Do you see in the book of Acts, it's just a point, the line, and the surface.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
福音已经去到撒玛利亚了
The gospel already spread to Samaria.
我们的福音去到撒玛利亚没有呢
Has the gospel, the evangelism has spread to Samaria?
我们的撒玛利亚又是谁呢
So who's the Samaria?
会不会是日本人呢
Could it be Japanese?
中国人心中好像总是对日本人有一股仇恨对不对
Seems like in Chinese people's heart, we also have a hatred for Japanese.
可能我们今天恨日本人，明天就恨美国人，会不会啊
？Maybe today we have a hatred to Japanese. Maybe tomorrow.
后天可能就要去恨澳大利亚人啦。
Maybe the next day and the Australian.
总之，在我们民族、在我们国家、在我们的传统、在我们的心情上，总有一些。福音的拦阻啊，弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters, there's always for some reason, for the tradition or some other reason, we just have this kind of problem.
当年的耶路撒冷教会也是如此啊。
So during that time, the church in Jerusalem has the same problem.
但是今天腓力把福音传到撒玛利亚了。
However, today Philip shared the gospel to Samaria.
这是给我们树立的一个榜样，我们当如何去传福音、做见证啊。
So Philip just set an example for us how to share the gospel.
撒玛利亚是我们每个人心中的那一块黑三角、死角，我们极其不愿意去的地方，对不对
？Samaria is like a dead angle that we don't want to.
好，其次是同心合意的顺服神呐。
Second, submit with one heart.
腓力在这个地方，圣经用的笔墨不少啊。
Philip was recorded a lot here.
有没有想过为什么呢？
Have you ever wondered why?
圣经为什么在一个腓力的身上花这么多的笔墨呢
？How come in the Bible recorded so much about Philip?
腓力是谁呀、啊？想过没有
？Have you thought about who Philip?
坦率讲，他就是一个普通的信徒啊。
He was just ordinary believer.
不过就是教会的一个执事嘛。
Just a deacon of the church.
一个教会的同工嘛。
A co-worker in the church.
没有什么太大的了不起。
So it's not no big deal.
一个极其普通的信徒，弟兄姐妹。
He's an ordinary believer.
但是不要忘了，却可以蒙上帝的重用，蒙上帝的使用啊。
But just don't forget, an ordinary believer can be used by God.
上帝甚至没有派彼得、雅各、约翰去开拓撒玛利亚的事工，他派的是腓力啊。
God did not use Peter, James, or John to just that.To do this.
说明什么你知道吗
Do you know what is this
说明大使命是传给全世界每一个信徒普通的信徒弟兄姐妹知道吗
This explains that the Great Commission is given to every believer
既然是一个普通信徒就是你就是我就是我们每一个人对吧
The every believer that means you and me
我们不要再执着一个迷失或者是一个错误了
Don't just persist on the myth.
呀，以为这个福音呢是专门叫牧师去传的，弟兄姐妹看热闹就好了，不对的，这是。
It is not right. We just thought that the gospel only it is for pastor to share.
当然，牧师应该传福音。
Of course, pastor should share the gospel.
但是牧师的职责就是鼓励、装备弟兄姐妹去传福音啊。
However, pastor's the mission, the duty that is to.As brothers and sisters share the gospel.
但是重要的是大使命不是单单给牧师、执事、长老这些所谓的精英领袖们的，不是的。
So the Great Commission is not only for pastors, ministers, elders, or missionaries. It is.
乃是给一个普通的信徒腓力。
It is for the ordinary believer like.
也不要以为福音 是给这些伟大的人物去传福音的，不要以为，也不要以为只有他们才有神迹奇事啊。
Do not think the gospel to share. It is only for the greatest speakers, and only they can have the, those miracles.
我今天奉主的名跟大家讲一句很重要的信息。
Today, in Jesus Christ's name, I want to share a very important message.
谁去传福音，神迹奇事就随着他。
Whoever goes share the gospel, and the signs and wonders will go with him.
神的大能是与那些去传福音的人同在的，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, God's power is does just go with the one who goes share the gospel.
你去传福音，你就有能力；你不去传福音，你就没有能力。
When you share the gospel, you receive the power. If you don't share the gospel, you don't have the power.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
腓力一个普通的信徒，将圣灵的大能带在身上，为主做了美好的见证。
So Philip, the ordinary believer, and just carry with God's power.
圣经记载，在撒玛利亚竟然有一个同心合意的局面，同心去传福音，配搭腓力的福音啊，弟兄姐妹。
So brother and sister, the Bible just tells us in Samaria, and there's the and the ordinary person that believer Philip to share.
最后是医病赶鬼蒙恩呐。
Finally, heal the sick and cast out demons.
好，那么腓力到底行了哪些神迹呢
？So what miracles did Philip perform?
呀，八章七节有这样的记载。
In chapter 8, verse 7,
他说：“因为有许多人被污鬼附着，那些鬼大声呼叫，从他们身上出来，还有许多瘫痪的、瘸腿的都得了医治啊。”
For with strength, impure spirits came out of many, and many who were paralyzed.Or lame were healed.
我们想一想，这位腓力一定是曾经跟随过耶稣基督的脚踪，对吧
？So this Philip must have to follow the Lord Jesus.
他一定是跟随主耶稣基督走遍各城各乡
，and travel all over the city and the village.
相信他一定是亲眼看见耶稣基督怎么样医病赶鬼。
He must have seen and he was his eyes and how the Lord once healed the sick and cast out demons.
这也是我们今天每一个信徒都应该如此这般效法主的脚踪啊。
This is also the first steps of the Lord that every believer should follow.
呀，传福音是主题呀。
Evangelism is the thing.
而医病赶鬼只是神所配搭的恩赐与能力。
And healing the sick and cast out demons is only just the gift of power.
要像主那样去到加利利海边。
Like the Lord, just go to the Sea of Galilee.
是每个人都可以做的。
Everyone can do this.
左手拉的雅各，右手拉的约翰。
Take James with the left hand and the John with the right hand.
把他带到祷告中来。
Bring them into the church.
把他带到教会中去。
And into the church.
把他带到使命中来。
Bring them into the mission.
教会就是这么兴旺起来的。
This is how the church.
看看你的左手，看看你的右手，谁是你左手中要拉的雅各？谁是你右手中要去牵的约翰呢
？Look at your left and right hand. Who's the James in your left hand and John your right hand?
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
大逼迫来了，大能力也就来了。
Great persecution has come and great power has followed.
大逼迫来了，大使命也就来了。
Great persecution has come and great commission also come.
大逼迫来了，大击打也就来了。
Great persecution is coming and great blows is coming.
大逼迫来了，大复兴也就来了。
Great persecution came, also the great revival came.
我要提一点，大复兴不是去凑热闹。
I want to mention this. Great revival is not.
不是哪一间大学有人去祷告，你也跑去，好像你也就得到了大复兴。这不是大复兴。
It is not any university. They have this the revival, that the great the prayer. It is not like that.
大复兴是发生在小信徒的身上啊。
The great revival just happened in the little believers.
你去传福音做见证，你就经历大复兴。
We share the gospel.And testify for God, you just encounter this revival.
没有必要看这么多热闹，没有必要这么多人跟着你一起走，你也不要跟那么多人走，你就去跟随主的脚踪，去传福音做见证，广传福音为主做美好的见证，这就是大复兴了。
What you need to do, just follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ, and that is a great revival.
听得懂这句话的人是蒙福的。
Whoever.Can understand about this message is the one who is blessed.
好，我们去祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会遭受了大逼迫。
We thank you that from this day and the Jerusalem church received a great persecution.
感谢主，你让中国教会这十年来所经历的教大逼迫呀。
We thank you. You let the churches in China for the past 10 years receive a great persecution.
你让温州、河南、福州、安徽。 经历了拆毁教堂、拆十字架的苦难呐、啊。
就是温州、河南、福州、安徽 ，they experienced those great persecution。
也感谢你让曹三强牧师、王一牧师等等这些传道人、上帝所重用的仆人被抓到监狱里边判刑。
We also thank you, you let your faithful servant and Pastor Cao Sanqiang and Pastor Wang Yi, they were in prison.
你借着你的仆人在苦难当中的见证，激励了教会。
Through your servant in their distribution and for the church to experience about you.
也感谢你有许多的弟兄姐妹在这个过程当中为主去寻道。
And also in this process, many just your believers.
也如同斯蒂凡当年为主殉道一样。
Just like Stephen.Persecuted and is for God.
主啊，你是站立起来迎接他的回家呀。
Lord, you are the one. You just even stand up to welcome Stephen to home.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
当大逼迫来到的时候，我们的生命也要全然归主。
When great persecution arrives, also we all want to worship you.
谢谢主，听祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer in Jesus Christ's name. We pray.
Amen.
Amen.